Behind me, however, I saw the muzzle of Doug's pellet gun pointing at me from behind a tree, half a green sock hanging from the scope, which was up to his eye. I had become the next tin can, and I did what every hardened gunslinger would do. I ran. As I ran, I cocked my Daisy BB gun with the blue smoke, and just over the rise in the hill, I turned to defend myself. But before I could get a round off, Doug pulled the trigger and shot me right in the belly. Doug must have pumped his gun 20 times or more, because I fell to my knees, looked down, and there was a hole and some blood where the pellet went through my shirt and inside of me. We were both pretty surprised and wonderfully amazed at the same time. We had just become one of those stories you hear about. Doug prayed for me and told me not to walk towards the light. I told Doug he could have my bicycle if I didn't make it. We put gum and leaves over the hole to stop the bleeding and made our way back to Doug's bedroom to get some tweezers and get the pellet out. We splashed some scope mouthwash on the hole to clean it, then dug in with the tweezers to get the pellet. He awarded me the Purple Heart, I gave him a sniper medal, and we vowed to go back and shoot at each other as often as we could. I liked how Doug did life. He was full of adventure and always had some wonderful mischief in mind. Sitting on the edge of Doug's bed laughing about the day, Doug began telling me the story about another man of adventure named Jesus, who lived a long time ago. Like Doug, Jesus wasn't a religious guy. To me, Jesus sounded like an ordinary guy who was utterly amazing. He helped people. He figured out what they really needed and tried to point them towards that. He healed people who were hurting. He spent time with the kinds of people most of us spend our lives avoiding. It didn't seem to matter to Jesus who these people were because he was all about engagement. That's one of the things I saw in Doug. I liked that Doug could be friends with Jesus and still shoot pellet guns. I didn't think that was allowed, but apparently it was. I don't have one of those harrowing stories you sometimes hear when people describe their initial encounter with Jesus. I wasn't on drugs, I hadn't committed any felonies, and I hadn't been in jail. I hadn't even had much exposure to religion, and what I did know, I didn't particularly understand. There was something about communion and something about Sunday school, and whatever the question was, Jesus was supposed to be the answer. There was also something about studying the Bible with a bunch of guys on Wednesdays, which sounded kind of weird because I thought you were supposed to read it and do what it said, not just study it. Maybe there was a workbook that went with it. All I knew of faith were fragments and shards of various traditions, but I had never heard the whole story about who Jesus was and what he wanted the world to know about him. Despite my lack of prior knowledge, when my sniper friend Doug told me the whole story, it made a lot of sense. I think it was more about what I saw in Doug than what he had to say to me. In fact, until we were in his room in post-op, he hadn't talked about Jesus much at all. Still, I knew Doug had something I wanted. I never wanted religion. I didn't understand.